It's going to be a good one. Oh, shit. Never know what's going to happen. What do you want to do?
Oh, yeah. I want you to hit me with that sweet, sweet saccharine groove.
I want to jam. I just want to boogie. Spot.
Yeah.
I was a little high strung before the show started, but
I know. Tell me about it.
That fat little bass line right there kicks it in.
Yeah, it reminds you. Life doesn't need to be that hard.
It doesn't. It doesn't at all. Even when weird noises creep in at the end of a song.
Man, so it's been one of those weeks for you, huh, Mitch?
It's been
it's only Tuesday.
Tuesday?
Yeah, Tuesday. Is it Tuesday? No, it's Monday.
Oh, it is Monday. Okay. It already feels like Tuesday. That's no how long kidding. It's been.
Well, I pretty much just worked all. I had a boring week, except for last night, which was epic, where I went to see Cassio Tone for the Painfully Alone.
Now, that's one of those bands you've been talking about since the beginning of the show.
Yeah, yeah. My good friend Owen started it, and he just got an epic review in The Guardian for his latest album. And So this show is totally sold out. But, you know, he did a great job. The cool thing this time is that he had a full backing band. The label paid for this other band to go with him. Uh-huh. And this other band also opened for him. And their band is called The Dead Science. And they were incredible.
They got any MySpace music?
I haven't looked for them on MySpace. I've just been buying their CD. Oh, but I got permission from them to play their stuff on the show.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so that'll be coming up next week, I think.
Sweet.
Yeah, it's good. It's a little bit weird, but I love it. They have a strong, like, they don't do a normal song structure. There's no verse, chorus, verse. These guys are sort of freeform jazz meets experimental meets like David Lynch.
Cool.
I really love it. I really love it. Anyway, so that was my last night, and I was a bit hungover all day today from it.
It's too bad you couldn't have brought that in tonight, but what did you bring in this week?
Oh, this week?
That last track was Of Montreal.
Of Montreal.
And I'm assuming they're of Montreal.
They're Canucks. Dude, we got a few Canadians coming in again this week. I brought Young Love, and they're from New York, though. And We Are Wolves.
Uh-huh.
They're from Montreal, Quebec.
Uh-huh. Maybe we should stick with the Montreal theme.
Yeah, let's stick with the theme.
Check it out. Here we go with We Are Wolves.
Thank you.
does all the good music come from?
I don't know, man. But wait, Mitch.
Is it maybe just because they're not getting overexposed in England and in the U.S., or is it, just generally better music in Canada? I mean, that's a gross generalization.
I guess it is. It is. I guess it's just like when you're out there hunting moose, you know, you don't got a lot to think about. And and so that's where they get all the time to really just develop their music. But wait, have you noticed?
You think that's all they do?
I know that's all they do, Mitch. That and hockey.
And drink beer.
Yeah, wait, what's the big beer they drink up there? Is it not
Molson?
Natty Ice? It's Molson, you're right.
Well,
Molson.
I don't know if that's what they drink up there, but that's what they end up pitching over to us.
Yeah.
Or to the U.S. anyway.
I don't think I've ever actually had a Molson.
Do they? Canada is an export to the U.K., do they? I haven't seen any Canadian beers.
I don't think that
Australian beers.
It's not
beers
like they slap
Belgian
a
beers.
Giant, you know, Canadian flag across their stuff. I don't know if I would even notice it, you know, because also it can be mistaken for just foreign in general. It can be right in there with all the other Euro stuff,
right?
You know, especially the whole French
like
thing.
Ed Van Gogh,
exactly. Why is it that
that's
so many
so Euro?
Bands,
what was that comment? We had a funny comment.
Oh yeah, that was great. That was so good. It was good. That was from Sheboygan. Oh, are we just going into it now?
I didn't mean to do that. I think I'm going to stop it.
Freestyle.
Oh, is that? I think that's because I'm on the website.
I get the hint, Mitch. I get the hint. You just want to shut me up.
I'm not trying to do that at all.
Okay.
What is it? Kaboykin?
Sheboygan.
Sheboygan.
I love Sheboygan, Wisconsin. I love Sheboygan. I just love the name.
We got some good comments.
I love the people.
Where we go? We got what was that from number 47?
Yeah. It says BJ. One? BJ said, guys, love the Headfuzz tune. Grabbed it for the iPod immediately. Some of the vernac, I like that vernac, from your show is making it around Sheboygan, Wisconsin, where you've got a growing fan base of several, in quotes. I don't know whether to think that that's less good when it's in quotes. But
several meaning more than one. More,
yeah, exactly. He could have, at least he didn't say couple. You know, so it's more than two, I think we can safely say. The Sheboygan, the latest phrase for anything out of the ordinary, that's so Euro, from a few shows ago, is one that he's enjoying. So keep them coming. It brings a few of us some awesome songs no one's ever heard of before. BJ from Sheb.
Also, we got Kiwi Andy saying, thanks, guys. We'll definitely check out the new Roots album and DJ Yoda. And then he says, we want Daisy Chain. We want Daisy Chain.
What's Daisy Chain? Remind me.
That was the band, my band.
Oh, right. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, dude.
I have it.
I totally forgot about that endeavor. Do you have it? Do you have it lined up?
Yeah, you
want
to hear
it? Oh, shit.
Do you want it? Should I go Bricklayer or should we go Too Far? Bricklayer is like the radio cut. too Far is a little bit out there.
Oh, God, decisions, Mitch. Why did you have to put me on the spot like this? I want it all. I want it now.
Uh-huh.
Okay. I say let's hear your effort at the radio cut.
Okay, here we go.
Let's hear it.
What and intro.
Did you guys mix
guitar.
This yourself or did you bring in?
No, we got it done at this guy, his name's Bart, and he used to have this studio that was like all super hardcore guy, like hardcore bands, like metal bands. And I mean, there was this one band that was like, they were in there every weekend. They did EPs like all the time. They were called the Meat Shits. And on the cover of every record was like somebody's disfigured Dookie. Genitals. Yeah.
Oh,
I mean,
Jesus.
It was so bad.
That's awesome.
Yeah. So we were like the cheesy pop band that was coming in. Hey, we want to make an album, you know? So it was pretty cool.
I brought cookies and milk.
Yeah. But here we go.
Cool.
With Bricklayer. Yeah.
You were on guitar, right?
I was vocals.
Vocals?
Yeah.
Where's that kid hiding under the crashing walls? How could he get those bricks stacked up so tall? I climb up to get inside, but the board just knocks me down. My body falls without a friend and smashes to the ground. Take me away. Please decide something I should do. But every time I reach, my hand feels something new. The boy this time, he grabs me, and now he won't let go. His grasp he has can hold me, if only we can grow.
School kids.
You got some pipes on you, man.
I did.
That was cool.
That was when I wasn't smoking and I was playing water polo every day.
Yeah.
This is like the high school Mitch episode. Little Mitch stories.
Yeah. You're starting to feel awkward?
Yeah.
Yeah. Dude, that was great. I heard a little Pearl Jam in there.
No, oh, yeah.
Influence.
Oh, definitely.
Maybe some Soundgarden.
Yeah. I mean, that's what we were listening to back then.
Yeah. You know? No, completely. I was in the heyday.
Little Nirvana.
Yeah, oh, yeah. Well, it's one of the things I'm proud
Smashing
in life
pumpkins.
To be able to say. Yeah. Well, that was, tell me about it.
What a great time of life to
it
be
was.
A teenager.
Yeah, dude. I got to see Nirvana 3 or 4 times. That's like my parents' friends seeing Jimi Hendrix, you know?
Right, right.
I got Nirvana.
Yeah.
They got Jimmy.
I never saw them, but I got to see Jane's Addiction.
I never saw them.
Which I thought was pretty cool.
Yeah.
And, Soundgarden. Soundgarden was awesome.
I'll bet. They must have played with someone good.
I can't remember who opened.
Because they did a big tour with Pearl Jam.
It wasn't with Pearl Jam when I saw... Well, actually, no. That was at the Lollapalooza, the very first one.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
That was
yeah.
them and Chili Peppers and Jane's Addiction.
Oh, yeah.
So cool. And Nirvana.
That blew up. No, Nirvana wasn't there.
No, Pearl Jam, no.
No, that was when Nirvana was doing their Bosnia Herzegovina... I know. Okay, this is getting dorky. Yeah, their show. Yeah,
The what?
The Bosnia Herzegovina. You know, when there were all the ethnic cleansing and raping going on and stuff, and they were doing a show to support the aid of the Bosnians.
Excellent. That's excellent.
Yeah,
it's good when bands can like use their influence to achieve some kind of social.
Result
change,
yeah.
Well, also what I'm looking for change.
Chris, yeah. The bassist, Chris Novoselic, is Bosnian, I believe.
Oh, right,
yeah, yeah, yeah.
And he never did anything after that.
No, well, he married a really short woman.
Oh, that's
and
it.
Now he
that's
lives in the woods. I think in a tree. I don't know. I'm just shooting out everything I know about. That's it. That's all I know. I do know that he gives bass lessons.
Cut over
so,
to Lee.
Hello.
Yo.
Am I on the air?
Holy crap.
It's official.
The what? Legend has returned.
Yeah.
Can you hear us?
What's happening? All I'm hearing is the echo of your voice.
So you're only hearing Dan.
You're only hearing me, huh?
Yeah.
Oh. Oh, hey, man. Oh, I got them all to myself, man. This is great. This is better than I thought. Let me introduce myself, Lee. I'm Dan.
Let me take a minute to introduce myself.
Exactly. How are you doing? I'm a huge fan.
All right.
When the one comment that I get from all my friends regarding the show is, God, who is that guy you brought in? He was hilarious. He's some random guy from like Virginia or something calls in. So you're
Did you get my corrections from a couple weeks ago? Or no, I can't remember what it was.
You were talking about the fact that you got to see Caveman in the theaters.
I saw Caveman in the theaters. That was hot.
You were saying what the name of the actor was who played who was in Caveman and was who also played the sloth in Goonies.
Wife?
No, the guy who played Sloth in Goonies was also in Caveman, and you knew his name.
I did?
You did?
Yeah.
I think that was somebody else. I don't know.
Oh.
Because I don't. I've never seen Goonies, so I'm.
Oh no!
Ostracized.
You're lying. No, you're
I'm going to put it on my Netflix. I've never seen it.
You're just pulling my chain, aren't you? You're just pulling my chain.
No.
God. I'm gonna have to.
I've never seen Top Gun.
I'm going to have to get that plaque I was having made saying Lee's biggest fan canceled now. It's over. It's over. The love, it was short. It was sweet. Don't think I'll ever forget you. But
well, I usually disappoint most of my fans sooner or later.
How's your show going?
Well, I've just been concentrating on doing the one on the college radio station, and that's been a lot of fun. I hadn't done a podcast in like 5 or 6 weeks, I don't think.
Yeah, it has been a little bit dry, I've noticed. What college radio station are you doing with?
It's a University of Richmond. It's WDCE.
Ah,
they stream on the internet and stuff.
What kind of wattage you guys pumping out?
Oh man, 100 motherfucking watts.
Woo! No, dude. I used to DJ for at WRCT Pittsburgh. You know them?
How many watts?
Oh man, we were like 75,000.
Damn.
That's right.
When I lived in Nashville, the Vanderbilt station was 50. We're like 50,000. I was so jealous.
Oh, I know. But Lee, I just want to take this moment to point out to you that mine was bigger than yours.
Womp womp.
Wah, wah.
Yeah. 75.
You should have been able to tell that from that trading card.
those, yeah, dude. It's been a long time since you bought shorts, huh? Those were like 6 years old. Maybe you had those. You were busting out.
So what else is?
Is there a word? Is there a word for when testicles hang out of shorts? Is there a word for that?
There should be.
That's not like camel toe. That's like camel balls.
I know. We gotta have a new word for that.
I'm thinking about it now. I think it should have something to do with fruit.
All right.
That reminds me of a time when I was this is like state championships for our water polo, my high school water polo team, and the coach accidentally pulls one of those. When we're all like in the pool, he's like, "Okay, guys," and he squats down, and we're all just like, "Oh."
Oh God!
It's like when you buy a bag of oranges and that netting.
Okay. Anyways, that's it.
I wasn't even there, and I'm going to be haunted by that.
Anyways, well, so now I'm in a new country, Lee. I'm coming to you live from London instead of from LA, and I don't have. Any of the LA kids, but Dan's here, and we're still cranking tunes out. I can't believe it.
As best we can. I like a lot of the British rock.
Yeah. You know, we've been finding some real gems out here. I got to say, honestly, only since like about a year and a half ago, I've been here 4 years, have I really started to like entrench myself in the scene out here, and it's shockingly good for how many boy bands we pump out.
So what's Lee?
Go ahead.
I was just gonna ask. I'm curious because I was listening to for a while there. I was listening to Steve Jens and on the LA Indy 103, whatever.
Uh huh. Yeah.
He was playing a bunch of stuff by Graham Coxon, who I think used to be in Blur.
Oh right.
and I really got into him, and I was wondering, I know he's got a new album out over there, and I was wondering if you'd heard anything off of it, because if I should order the import or not, because it's not out over here.
Graham Coxon has a new CD, or Steve Jones?
Graham Coxon. Okay. It's been like, I mean, it came out like 3 or 4 months ago. His last album was Happiness and Magazines, and now he has one newer than that one. And I don't know, Happiness and Magazines is one of the few new things that I've liked in the last couple of years. So I didn't know if you knew anything about it.
I don't know anything about that, but I do know that Sir Paul McCartney has a new album out. You know, almost as good.
The classical thing?
Almost as good. Yeah.
The breakup album?
Basically. Yeah, I mean, the King of Cheese himself is back and bigger than ever.
Live and let die.
You know I'm a Beatles nerd, so I of course have purchased that.
Why?
And there's a George Harrison reissue of his second album that I got.
Oh God, how do you manage to leave the house?
It's hard.
Called an iPod, Dan.
Oh, right.
Well, I only have to leave the house for like 4 hours a day.
Thank God.
Well,
I'm sitting at the post office right now in the parking lot.
So, Lee, what's big news in your town this week?
Oh, one of the sheriff's deputies wrecked his car and died, and that was about it.
He wasn't drunk, was he?
That was about the only... Huh?
Was he drunk?
No, they were chasing some dude.
Oh. Baddies, right? Baddies.
So it was a car chase and the deputy died?
Yeah.
That's a shame.
That is a damn shame. Family and kids?
Of course. Yeah. They always have kids. Mm. And this random guy knocked on my girlfriend's door at 3 a.m. a couple of weeks ago. I was doing the paper route, and she called me, and she's like, there's some guy knocking on my door. And I was like, well, okay, I'll be there in a minute. So I had to call the cops and stuff, and when I got there, there's like, you know, at 3 a.m, there's nothing for the cops to do. So there was like everybody on duty was in the driveway.
Oh, dude.
And there was just this guy there standing there who had run out of gas.
Oh, that's it?
And, it was pretty amusing.
Yeah.
I was like, what are you doing just knocking on somebody's door at 3 a.m? Good Lord, man.
Either the cops have nothing to do or the name Lee the Dork pulls a ton of weight in Palatine.
Well, when I called, I have them on speed dial. Whenever I saw you see some stuff out at 3 a.m.
Yeah, I'll bet.
And, I turned up a road about 4 or 5 nights ago. I turned up a road and there was a woman walking down the road with a shopping bag and she was waving her arms around. And I was like, I'm not going to pick her up. But I called the dispatcher and said, there's a woman walking down the road here at 3:30 a.m. waving her arms around. And he said, all right. I told her where she was. And then I came back around and was on a different road. And she had gotten over to this other road and was still doing the same thing. And there's like there's kind of a funny farm place around there. So I think she just decided she had enough of being in the funny farm. And she was cruising.
She was checking herself out. Yeah.
And then, and then she's like thinking to herself, okay, I made it. Now what?
Yeah. I bet she's got Freebird going around in her head.
I wish I'd had a camera. It's just the last thing you expect to see at 3:30 a.m. on a country road is a woman standing there like dancing around. I mean, it was like walking through New York or something. It's like being in the big city and just seeing the homeless lady like dancing and stuff. Like, wow, what are you doing here?
Man, I always worry that when, you know, that clearly I'm not having a good enough time. When I see that sort of thing, like, I should be rocking harder, you know? Look, this
exactly.
Person, like, what's wrong with me? Am I depressed? Shit, I got to check myself in.
Yeah, she totally cheered me up.
Awesome.
Also, I locked all my doors because I didn't want her to get in. Because you never know.
You never know. You don't.
And we were having band practice one night a couple of years ago, and I kind of looked up. This is out here in the country, and I kind of looked up, and there's a guy standing at the door just kind of looking in the window. Mm-hmm. And I was like, huh, I wonder who that guy is. So I went over to open the door, and he just kind of came on in and said, man, are y'all jamming? And we're like, yeah. And he's like, can I sit in with you? And we're like, no.
No.
And it was like, he was like 17, 18 years old and stuff. Mm-hmm. And I thought maybe one of the guys in the band knew him, and they thought I knew him. And then eventually we talked him into leaving, and it turned out he was also from the Funny Farm.
Oh, really?
My mom is friends with one of the Powhatan sheriff's deputies people, and she said, oh, he was going up to the, there's a gas station up here in the corner, and he was coming up over the corner and playing for tips. like at the Shell station here in the middle of nowhere. And they said they'd had to pick him up a couple of times. So I was like, well, I'm glad to... I let him into my, now he knows where all my equipment is and stuff. That's great.
Yeah, yeah. Well, you know, I was beginning to wonder if Powhatan had like a latent drug problem or something, but it's just the Funny Farm. The Funny Farm just rocks.
Yeah, I mean, it's a nursing home technically, but they take in people that aren't able to take care of themselves, and I'm not making fun of them. It's just sort of, it's entertaining every once in a while to have this random act of strangeness kind of happen.
You were making fun of them. Fess up to it. You're anti-Alzheimer's.
There used to be a country store up the road near where the nursing home is, and they said a guy came up on a porch one day and said, I'm going to take off all my clothes. And they're like, no, you're not. And then he started taking off his clothes, and they had to call the police. So,
you got to love the weirdos, anyway, man. You got to love the weirdos. They keep it interesting.
I know. I think there's just as many weirdos out in the country as there is in the city, but in the country you notice them a little bit more.
Mm, definitely.
In the city they just kind of blend in more, you know?
Hey,
and there's probably more of them.
Lee,
I don't know.
Lee, I got a question for you. The walking encyclopedia of music. Is it me, or are there like more bands out there with the name Wolf in the name? I feel like I'm seeing it left, right, and center. Wolf this, Wolves that.
Wolf Mother, Wolf, We
yeah,
Are Wolves.
Wolf Parade.
Wolf Parade.
AIDS Wolf. We just played a band called We Are Wolves. There's Lone Wolf and Cub. There's like a million with wolves in it. We could do
isn't
a whole
there,
show.
Isn't there a band called Beowulf?
Yes, there is. It goes on and on.
Well, that's kind of like back in the 80s, everybody either had House in their name or White.
Really?
There's White Snake, Great White.
Oh yeah.
All of this white, and then there was a bunch of crow bands too.
Yeah.
When the Black Crows came out, there seemed like there was about five bands that had crows in their name.
Have you ever heard the Old Crow Medicine Show?
Yeah.
I have, yeah.
I freaking love those guys. Someone turned me on to them a little while ago. They're a bunch of young punk rockers, basically.
Yeah.
That do bluegrass, but the best bluegrass, man. They do a great song about cocaine that's just always in my head. It's really great.
What are you thinking about, Dan?
One of the guys in that band is on Bob Dylan's new album, I think.
Oh, really? Which actually sounds
either,
pretty
either
good
on
to
the
me.
New one or the last one.
Yeah. Interesting. Yeah, dude, the Wolves are like the new The. It's like, you know, everyone was doing The about 5 years ago, and now Wolf is the new The. It's the newest article.
That's pretty good.
Yeah.
Well, listen.
My next radio show, I'll just play all songs with Wolf in the band name title.
That's a good one. Listen, we should probably get ourselves back to some music, but
yeah.
But it's been too long, Lee. We got to have you on more often.
Word. All right. I mean, if you don't want to be every week, every month, or whatever. Whenever.
Yeah. Well, if we could get a schedule down, then we will. We're working on it. Mondays might be a good night. I don't know.
Always. Well, this is the perfect time for me because this is when I go around and collect my money from the stores I leave papers at.
Sweet.
So that's what I'm doing. I'm going around cha-ching.
Yeah.
I'm getting the cha-ching.
Sweet.
Well, I'm gonna hand the mic back to Dan. So I'm out, and then we're gonna play a little music. So I'll see you later, Lee.
All right, man.
Take it easy, Lee. Thanks for getting awesome with us.
Oh man, I love getting awesome with you guys.
Cool.
All right, adios, and come up with a word for exposed nuts.
Will do. We're on it. Yo, right. I think we should leave that one up to Sheboygan. Sheboygan can probably pull it in for us.
All right.
Take it easy.
Up on a message board or something.
Yeah.
Bye.
Well, I'll check you later.
Bye.
Bye.
Play some rock.
Bye. That was terrific.
It was good to hear from him.
Yeah. It was like a big hug in the ears.
This is the definition of my life. Lying in bed in the sunlight, choking on the vitamin tablet. Oh,
in the corner by the island bar. Spray on dust is the greatest thing. Sure is the greatest thing since the last.
That's one of those perfect tunes. I could see the rest of my life having that as a soundtrack.
You know, it's like it's like inspiring because, you know, he's like, it's got that lyric. If there's something inside that you want to say, say it out loud. It'll be all right. It'll be okay. Or I will be okay. I mean, that's the inspiring part. But there's something about Beta Band that it's almost like Native American. There's like a chant. You know what I mean? Like they kind of chant the lyrics. There's like they really like
a straight rhythm,
and it's like over chant, and a lot of repetition. Some of their stuff on that same album and the following album is very, it's like, it's really, you know, a lot of like sort of loops and chants and stuff.
That's cool. You could say, I guess it's kind of the not monotony, because that sounds bad, but they keep it on a level. They don't like change range as much or at all. They don't have like a lot of range to it, but it's
But if you look at the sound wave on that track, here, check it out.
Oh yeah.
It's just slowly, it's slowly ever so slowly up. Gets louder and louder until it's, you know, every little bit, it's just a little bit louder.
Oh, that's slick. That is slick.
That's pretty cool.
That was terrific. We listened. It turns out I listened to that in the studio. My studio mate, Jamie, has an awesome library. And he was playing that a few weeks ago. And I was just so into it. I feel like it's a song that's been there forever. Yeah. Now, you know, it's like for decades.
Well, that was the song too in High Fidelity.
Oh, was it?
Where Jack Black, you know, have you seen that movie? It's like Jack Black's breakout role. Ages and he's like, oh, watch this. I'm going to sell five albums on the spot. And he plays the record and that's the song he plays.
Oh, okay.
Dry the Rain. Yeah, yeah.
Oh, cool.
So anyways, yeah, a little,
little stuff. Yeah.
Little Steve Mason there. That was a King Biscuit time. Same guy last time, a couple shows ago. Great. Everyone probably already knows about Beta Band. So
that guy's uber talented.
I just found free songs and I was like, ooh, good.
Yeah, way to go, Beta Band.
So you got some others, right? You got Pony Up and
Pony
Young
Up.
Love.
Yeah,
should we try Pony Up?
Let's do.
Ooh. much.
Yeah, I do. Yeah, I like it.
Pony up.
Renica? Nice. Thumbs up?
Yep.
Awesome. And they are from, now say it with me, everybody, Canada. Damn it.
Just going to hammer that one down.
Yeah.
Just going to hammer that home. Yeah. Better bands in Canada than anywhere else in the world. Renica? Nothing. Okay, she's in there participating, but not actually saying it.
Pony up, Renica. Pony up.
She's distracting us with her eyes, but not sharing her words of wisdom with everyone at home. Isn't that robbery? Isn't that unethical?
You guys provide more wisdom than I'm sure your listeners
can
deal with.
Than I'm sure they ever wanted or asked for.
In case you couldn't hear that, she said, we provide more wisdom than our listeners can possibly deal with, which I think is probably pretty true.
I think it is true too, Mitch. Yeah. High five.
High five.
High five. Yeah. Ooh. Oh, that's good. That's good right there.
I've been teaching all my British friends to high five.
Good.
Yeah.
Good.
They like it.
Dude, we are spreading the gospel. They like it.
High fiving is actually fun.
It is because they
don't care who you are. Even if you're cool, it's fun.
Totally. And they don't hug out here. And you yeah. you can just, right, like, a high right. fiving's easier.
That's
and
it's much easier. It's,
it gives you the same high.
Yeah. And it's not as formal as the handshake, and it's not as ghetto as the fist slam.
Yeah. 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 That's too macho. You can't, you can't fist slam a woman. You know, like you can fist slam your. Hey, you know what? I was gonna say fist, but I knew I was walking thin ice there. So you can't, you know, you got to, you can't fist slam, you know, your girl coworkers. So you gotta high five them.
I need to cut you off. I'm sorry, Dan. You need to shut up. Just no backing out of that
one. You started it.
The funniest thing was I was looking in your face as you were going to say that, and you were trying to figure out the best way to say that, and you just
got like a thousand times worse. That was horrible.
Anyways.
Horrible.
Yeah.
But you know what I mean, and that's the meaning that counts, right?
Yeah, it's like when the... Yeah. Anyways, more music? We got one last track, don't we?
We do.
And it has to do with fist slamming.
It?
Yeah.
God, no. Don't make us relive it.
What's the name of the band?
Is this
Young Love?
Young Love, yeah. Young Love.
Let's see what their take is on the whole